This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 117 for Monday, October 28th. I'm Phil Franz Workington. The ICE futures canola market was weaker Monday morning, correcting off the 2.5-month highs hit last week. Speculative positioning and farmer selling at the highs contributed to the declines. Canola down $11 to $12, January down 11 at $643.90 per ton. Sharp losses in crude oil spilled into the world vegetable oil markets as tensions in the Middle East showed some signs of easing. European rapeseed and Chicago soy oil futures were both weaker, although Malaysian palm oil held closer to unchanged. Solid end-user demand underneath the market did provide some support on a scaled-down basis, with ideas Canadian canola production may not have lived up to earlier projections. In the U.S., soybean, corn, and wheat futures are all lower, also pressured by that sell-off in crude oil. Crude oil gapped lower overnight, hitting its weakest levels in a month. Seasonal harvest pressure contributed to the losses in soybeans to start the week. The January contract down 8 cents at $9.89 per bushel. Favorable harvest weather across the U.S. allowed producers to make some good progress over the past week, with only about 10% of the soybean crop still standing. Improved seeding conditions for Brazil were also bearish, with just over a third of the intended soybean crop there thought to still be in the ground. Corn futures, also pressured by the U.S. harvest and better moisture outlooks in South America. December corn down only a penny though at 413 and three quarters. The U.S. corn harvest is estimated at about 80% done. Solid export demand helped temper the declines in corn. The USDA reported private export sales of 124,000 tons of corn to Japan and an additional 120,000 tons to unknown destinations. Wheat lower across the board. Minneapolis spring wheat down 7 cents in December at $5.98 per bushel. Kansas City hard red winter wheat down 5 cents in December at $5.67 per bushel. And Chicago soft wheat down 4 cents in December at $5.64 per bushel. Forecasts calling for much needed precipitation in dry areas of the U.S. plains were bearish, as that moisture will be good for the winter wheat crops. However, speculative short covering on the other side did provide some support. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Monday, October 28th. In Winnipeg, for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Franz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.